Exclusive. Reps. Chip Roy and Warren Davidson introduce bill calling on NATO allies to pony up. By Christina Wong on July 20, 2023. Republican Reps. Chip Roy, TX, and Warren Davidson, O, on Thursday are introducing a bill calling on NATO allies to pay more for Europe's defense amid billions of U.S. taxpayer funds going to support Ukraine, Breitbart News has exclusively learned. The bill expresses the sense of the House of Representatives that the majority of NATO member countries have failed to meet their defense spending commitment and that the United States should not continue to subsidize the security of countries that choose not to invest in their own defense. For far too long, the majority of NATO member countries have relied on the financial contributions and military capabilities of the United States and have failed to fully invest in their own defense, it states. The bill praises Estonia, Greece, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland and the United Kingdom for meeting the minimum 2% GDP defense spending obligations in 2022, but denounced every other NATO member for not meeting that mark, including Croatia, France, Slovakia, Romania, Netherlands, North Macedonia, Norway, Albania, Bulgaria, Italy, Germany, Hungary, Denmark, Portugal, Turkey, Montenegro, Czech Republic, Canada, Slovenia, Belgium, Spain, and Luxembourg. Roy said in a statement to Breitbart News. America has been providing the lion's share of support for NATO since its inception, and it's long past time for our allies to hold up their end of the bargain. Especially now, with families suffering from the effects of crippling historic levels of inflation, America should not be subsidizing the security of countries that choose to invest in massive welfare states instead of their own defense. We must stand with our allies, and we will. But putting our interests first means making sure that our allies also stand with us in fulfilling the obligations they agreed to. Davidson said in a statement to Breitbart News. NATO is a defensive alliance first and foremost. Yet, the majority of member countries failed to spend the bare minimum on their own defense, said Representative Warren Davidson. The U.S. should not continue to fund the defense of NATO member countries who choose not to invest in it themselves. Representative Chip Roy and I are focused on putting the interests of America first and holding our NATO allies accountable for their promises. Over in the Senate, Senator Mike Lee, RUT, also called on NATO to meet their commitment to spend at least 2% of their GDP on their own defense. He said he would propose an amendment that would restrict $300 million in new funding for Ukraine until all of our NATO allies meet their commitment to spend 2% of GDP on defense. We expect to be voting on my amendment soon. My amendment would incentivize NATO members to do what they said they'd do, he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.